And I'm pumped about it today, guys. This month in August, we're kind of diving into content is king month, content marketing, because when we really look at how we have grown our business over the years and how our most successful clients are doing the same, it's because they're standing out in a cluttered market by becoming an authority, by becoming an expert, and content is the best way to do that. And so we thought, let's spend all of August really diving deep on it. Last week, I think we talked about how to come up with content ideas. So if you guys didn't have a chance, go back and watch that one from last week. Let me do this really quick. I'm gonna open this up so I can see any comments and stuff. Go back and listen to that one from last week, y'all. This week, though, we're gonna be diving into how do you now get your content seen? So when the content is being shown, how do you get your content seen? Up on the screen right now, Brady, it shows Adrian is a big question mark. I'm not sure if that's what the audience sees or not. But welcome on Ask Carrot, Adrian. How's the week going, man?
Good. Getting back in the grip and stuff. Went to, took the fam up to, where did we go? It was pretty cool. Oh, Disney World. Went up there over the weekend. Yep. Kudos to you as well. Carrot continues to just amaze some of the things that, you know, not only does it take care of its customers, members, you know, they do an awesome job taking care of us too. So one of the things that Kara did was give us $1,000 to
I'm trying to figure out my I keep on pushing this thinking that's gonna bump my volume up, but I'm good. We're good now. I won't touch it.
Man, I was loving on Kara and messed it up.
Oh sorry.
No, you're good. No, it was good. We went to Disney World. It was awesome. I got to write a blog post on that. I, you know, it's funny how we were talking about content and there's so many parallels, business principles, growing things that I've learned just through that whole process of going to Disney World. So I'm definitely going to practice what we preach here on this episode with that cool thing. And also, Trevor, I sent you a video. You'll never believe who I ran into.
Dude, I saw the video. I haven't replied back to you yet. So it was random that he was there at the same time?
Yeah, so he was kind of being on the down low. So that's why he reached out to me privately. But it was pretty cool, like of all people, because I know we were engaging on social media the day or two before, and it's amazing. So he goes, "Hey, are you really here?" And I said, "Yeah, why?" "Hey, I'm here too." And I mean, we're literally in the same park. So we got together, had a late night chat, and just it was really cool to see him do what he's doing. And the crazy part is, you know who I'm talking about. I don't want to say his name just yet because he was on the download there. But he's actually practicing and putting forth exactly what we're talking about. You know, this person, he's very reserved. But he was pumping out content at the park all day long that we were there. And so, you know, he's looking to be that celebrity expert because he is an expert, but now is that he's putting himself out there. So it was really, really cool. We were going to shoot a podcast there because he started the podcast. So it's just really cool to see his temperament, like his personality, and just how he's now just had this revelation, just putting himself out there to build his brand, to be the local expert. And it's exactly really what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks and throughout this entire month. So it's pretty cool.
Dude, and I want to draw something really quick because this is something I was on Max Maxwell's podcast. I don't know when it's going to publish, but I recorded it with him last week. And one thing that I drew on the board was something that I did in our recent agent authority building 30-day challenge. We just wrapped up our first 30-day challenge with real estate agents called the Authority Building Challenge. And kind of my philosophy right now, whether it's for real estate agents or investors, is you've got to, you can't be sitting back on your laurels now thinking that you're just going to send out a glut of stuff, a bunch of direct mail pieces, 8 gazillion cold calls. You're going to pick up deals that way, 100% you will. But the deal is you're going to be losing a ton of deals if you guys don't build authority, if you don't build trust, if you don't build credibility, okay? And so I think I drew this out a few weeks ago, but it's essentially you've got right here your ability to make money, okay? And then right here you have the level of authority. And this right here is the authority matrix. And this is why it's important that, I won't mention his last name, but Charles, we have a lot of customers named Charles, but Charles was there in Disneyland, like your Disney World, like you'd mentioned. He was jamming out content. We talked to so many other agents and investors who were having success. They're the ones who are actually stepping out there and building authority. So at the base level down here, you're kind of like the tactician, or you're the person actually processing the stuff, right? I'm just going to write processing. Okay. So at this first level of authority, you're just processing. You're just like doing the tasks of your work. Okay. You kind of know you're as a real estate agent, you've got the license. You maybe aren't an expert in things yet, but you got the license. You're going to get your first transaction. You're processing stuff at that point, right? Then you become an expert. And an expert is someone who knows a lot about their content. They have an expertise in something specific. They're not just getting going in it. They're not a practitioner in it at the base level anymore. They're actually an expert. Up here now is authority. And then last is celebrity expert. And the reason I'm going to do this before we dive in, and then we'll talk about how to get your content seen, is I just want to show you guys that as you go up the scale of authority, you also get paid more. Okay, so the people down here that just have the license, or they just have the ability to transact something, you're going to get paid the less. You're going to be commoditized out quickest. You're going to be pushed out of the market the fastest. If you become an expert on something, so let's say probate is big in your market, or probate's a big part of what the transactions you get, become an expert on probate. Like, research the crap out of it. Put a bunch of the content on your website. Show people that you're an expert, okay? But like I always say, you can be an expert, but no one can know about it. Like, here's an example is college teachers, right? I used this example before that there's a ton of experts in colleges that don't get paid very well because no one knows about them other than the people in the college. So how do you make the jump from having content expertise to authority? The only way you do that is by being an expert in something and letting a lot of people know that you are. And you do that through content, right? That's content.
Okay. And that's such a powerful statement there, because most of you know Jim Rohn. And one of the things that has always played a powerful impact in my mindset and wanting to be better is he beautifully says, you know, you're going to get paid according in the marketplace. You're going to get paid according to the value that you bring. Mm. Right? Don't bring your needs to the marketplace. You know, so many people, they know they want more business or need more business, or they want to grow their business. Need doesn't pay you more. It's bringing more value. Right. So, I was thinking about that, as I was talking to Charles and just really listening to him and just really him running with it. He's looking to just bring more value. And as he does that, everything just kind of comes together as far as being that expert.
Mm-hmm. And dude, in kind of as you go up here, right, the authorities are going to get paid more. The experts are going to be the ones that are going to probably be gobbled up by their bigger companies because they're an expert, but no one really knows about them. These ones here are going to be the people that hit us up. Even people that are in big masterminds, people are doing a ton of deals, they're the ones who are going to be hitting us up right here going, man, I don't know why, but I'm not winning these same deals that I was winning 6 months ago. I'm not winning these same deals that I was winning a year ago. My lead to close ratio has gone down in this market. Okay, that's where you're probably stuck here, an expert. Okay, you know your craft. You know your craft. You've been around for 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years. And this person over here who's been there for 3 years is eating your lunch online. Now, why is that? Because they've chose to become an authority. They've taken their expertise, which might even be less than you've got, and they're getting it online. They're putting it out in videos. They're putting it out on their Carrot website through our video post feature that takes your short YouTube videos and turns them into written content. They're taking, on social media, and they're building out a really good Facebook page so when people find them over there, they can see good content, they can see they're an expert. Okay, things like that. So we're gonna talk right here, guys, on how to make the leap from expert to authority. And the way that you do that is by getting your content seen, which is our topic today. All right, so let's jam on here really quick. So number one, compelling for your prospects. To answer the questions they're thinking of. So last week, like we talked about, we discussed how do you come up with content ideas. And to go back and watch that one, but the basics of it are There's a lot of different easy ways. What are some common questions or objections your prospects have? Write all those down. Each one of those is a good piece of content you can do. Here's some good examples. If you're a real estate investor, what are the different things that other investors in your market are not being transparent about, that they're not educating people about? Because we're gonna be entering in the age of transparency. So one I use quite a bit is, and I don't know if I've seen anyone that's actually done this yet, which is baffling to me, but like take someone and have them record you making an offer, like drawing up the offer. Hey, this is Adrian with XYZ Home Buyers. And you're probably on this page because you're wondering how a company like ours works, where we buy properties, you don't have to list it on the market, and we pay a fair price. Well, many of you are probably thinking that we lowball you and da-da-da. All these weird things that are flying around the internet that you might have heard, some of them might be true and a lot of them are false. So I'm just going to walk you through exactly how we come up with our offers here at XYZ Home Buyers. Now, here's the actual piece of paper you're going to get with an offer. Like, it's this piece of paper. And I'm going to go here through here, and I'm going to fill out these things. And this price here, now let's go over to our offer evaluation sheet. This is how we are actually evaluating a property. We're going to look at this, we're going to look at this, we're going to look at this. And here's our profit margin here. And so now you're going to be able to know how we make these offers. Like, if you guys do that kind of work, put that on your website, put it in a video post, put it up on social media as a Facebook retargeting ad, you're going to be blasting through that clutter in a big way. So you got to do that stuff.
100%. And at the same time, and something that I'm going to continue to use Charles as kind of as an example, how he's walking around the, and he said he felt so silly. He just felt weird, but he just forced himself to do it. And I said, okay, what kind of camera are you using? He goes, and he just laughed. He goes, I just use my phone. And, you know, he said, I bought the gimbal. I bought these other tools, but he found himself that those things that he was trying to, he was allowing tools to dictate whether he does it or not. Right. But he just, the cool thing is he finally realized that, wait a minute, like I just got to do this. And he just uses his regular phone. You know, he just said, forget this. And, you know, cause he knows that the marketplace needs what he has to bring. So he just uses his phone. So guys, and girls, make sure that you're not relying on tools to determine, whether you do it or not, just do it and allow, maybe the quality of maybe how you bring it out. Well, you know, let that come over time. Just get started with what you have. Be resourceful.
Dude, that's a great point. And you know what, man, one thing I just thought about is we need to wrap on some things that we can adjust for Carrot Camp coming up. So we've got Carrot Camp coming up in September. And I think we're one spot away from being sold out. We had a person who wasn't able to make it after all, a family adjustment. But then we had Brent Moreno and Adam Johnson sign up today. So Brent and Adam are signed up. They're coming for sure. They're booking their stuff today. So we have one more spot open, y'all. If you guys want to join Brian Rockwell and Brent Moreno and Adam Johnson, $100,000 a month guys, and a bunch of other really amazing investors, go to carrotcamp.com, grab that last spot. There are some people that have voice interest for it, but it's first come, first serve. But one of the things that just brought me up, Adrian, is I'm like, shoot, we should get people to do that in day two. Like part of the execution time is let's map out some videos to have them do and have them take out their cell phones and shoot some video posts while they're here at Carrot Camp. That would be killer.
I think that's an awesome idea. And here's what I've done too. Like a lot of times, you know, those of you that are perhaps following me, you'll see me a heck of a lot more active on Instagram because to me, I use that as a practice fail, you know, like stories. To me, I just use Instagram just as experimenting, like, you know, what's the marketplace needing? What value do they need that I have? And I try different things. You know, I speak on different topics, really. And because stories is, you got only, 15 seconds or so, of course, you know, there's a continuation after that, but it really forces you to really kind of just get to the point. Right. And to me, that's you just got to choose an avenue that you can practice. So if it could be just on your cell phone, you know, everybody hates doing that, but you got to get over that. Or they feel uncomfortable. So you got to get over that. Or if, you know, one of the topics that we're talking about today is, you know, where do you publish your information? You know, social media is a great outlet. And one of the best ways, if you're not comfortable with Facebook, but Instagram, you know, practice there. You probably have only a few followers and only those few that are following you are going to see, you know, you can have access to your stories, but put it out there, you know, and then your audience grows and grows. Because that's the thing, guys, your voice is what's going to gather the audience. Your voice meaning, you know, whether it's a blog post.
I love it. So I'm I'm whipping up my artist skills here again, Adrian. So let's do this, man. Let's assume that they watched last week. If not, they'll go back and watch it, come up with ideas for doing content. They're going to start to take out their cell phone and start to record videos with their cell phone, just adding value to people, like you said. Just adding value, guys. That's what we're talking about. Don't try to overcomplicate it. Sterling just said right here, he said, that's it, Trevor. I'm on it. Great format laying that out. So I laid out one specific example of how to show how you're making an offer. There's a million different types of content you guys can create. You know what, Adrian? Brady, if you could jot this down, man, that'd be a great piece of content that we could lay out. Here is some very specific content ideas that you can go through. I know we have a big blog post with like 100 ideas, but it might be good to either build a second one or make it more specific. Examples. Yeah, some real examples here. So we're gonna draw Facebook here. So this is Facebook. Okay, and this is both ads and organic. And then over here, gonna grab the red marker. Dude, you got new markers. Thank you, whoever got these.
Yeah, they're nice.
Sweet, thanks. So we've got YouTube here, okay? We've got Google Organic over here. Okay. And then is there any other spot? I mean, I guess you've got IG and stuff. I'm gonna lump Facebook and IG together. But is there any other spot, Adrian, that you suggest distributing your content to besides the big three? Facebook, so, IG, YouTube, and Google.
So this is probably where this probably be more suited towards agents, but obviously very very viable for investors. Join a local organization. So I've been inspired by you, Trevor, by what you're doing with Roseburg. So Wilmington, we're about 125K, and I'm joining. There's an association. So I just moved into a new office, and you know, there's a lot of other entrepreneurial people here in this office building. And one of the guys who made me some signs, he belongs to the Downtown Alliance. So it's very similar to what you guys are doing there in the loft. So these group of business people, they're coming together and finding ways to really promote downtown Wilmington because we're historical. So my point is, join organizations like that, you know, contribute your expertise, because what happens is now, not only are you leveraging the online, which is what we're talking about, but you're creating offline recognition. Right? So, I mean, look at how many times people walk up to you on the streets committing carrots. And the cool thing, so guys, just don't just make this an online thing. Obviously, that's the easiest, and you want to leverage technology, but look for opportunities to join certain associations. Whatever that is, I don't know. But there are plenty of local business groups, associations that, you know, that bring entrepreneurs together. And so
I'm going to put a fifth one there. Local associations. So there's a lot of those too. There's BNI, there's LATIP, there's Rotary, there's all those. And actually, that's a good topic because I was invited to speak at the Noon Rotary, which I used to be part of like ages ago before I created the Young Entrepreneur Group here. But I got invited to do a talk at the Noon Rotary here in August. And they invited me a few months ago. We locked it down for August. And I'm pumped to do it. It's going to take 30 minutes of my time is all. But now I'm able to go out there and give education. Now, if you want to take it one level further, have someone sit there and record my talk and get it on social, right? Because I think that's one opportunity a lot of us don't take is we do the local stuff, but we don't document it and get it online for others to see. So you end up doing double the work.
Great, great, great idea.
So here's what I would suggest, guys. Okay, so let's assume you've got your little cell phone here or whatever kind of camera you've got. Okay, I don't care what it is. Okay, but you've got your cell phone here. You recorded a video, there's you waving, cool. You're all fancy in there. So you start here getting the video shot. And like I said, what we suggest is 3 to 5 minutes. Reason for that, and I say this a lot, but I wanna hammer it home, guys, how easy this is. The reason for 3 to 5 minutes is because the average person speaks 120 to 160 words a minute. And which means if you're looking to get something ranked in Google and you're gonna use video posts to turn it from from video to written, like our system does, our video post feature, then you're gonna wanna have at least 3 to 5 minutes worth of video. That means a 500 to 800 word article. And that's what Google really looks for at a minimum to try to rank your content, is 500 to 800 words at a minimum. So that's why we specifically say 3 to 5 minutes. Now, I'll say this a bunch, and then there'll still be a bunch of people who send through a video and say, hey, my video post isn't ranking for anything, and I look at it, it's a minute and a half long. It's like, it's not enough content. You know, that's probably 100 to 200 words is all right there. Okay, so you need to make sure that it's at least 3 to 5 minutes. I probably wouldn't go longer than 8 to 10, because you're gonna probably lose their attention on it. But I think around that 5 minute mark, you can do a lot of really good, thorough content for 5 minutes, even 6, 7, 8 minutes, okay? After you do that, literally take that puppy and upload it straight to YouTube, okay? So that gets uploaded directly to YouTube from your cell phone or whatever it is. Now, when you're doing that, title it something that people are likely gonna search in Google. And a lot of people ask, what types of tools do I use for that? Well, honestly, I currently now just use Google. I just go to Google and start to type up, what would I type if I was going through probate or inherited house in my area? What would I type if I was looking to sell this? Or what would I type if I was looking for investment properties? I would start to type it in really slowly, and you see the suggested searches pop up in Google. And then I would scroll all the way to the bottom, like I've shown you guys a lot of times, and look at the suggested or related searches at the bottom. That's gonna give you keyword ideas, okay? So as soon as you've found those keyword ideas, you record the videos on some of those ones, and then you get them into YouTube and title them those keyword ideas. Now, a question a lot of people are gonna have is, well, cool, what if I can't find any related search data around something like the video I talked about before that Sterling mentioned on? What if you can't find data on how do offers work for home buyers? You're probably not going to find any suggested search data on that, right? But the data comes from your own research on those ones, okay, where you know that people ask those questions internally with you, or you know that they have those objections. You don't have to get data or research from Google to tell you should do that content. You've already done your own research, and you already know people ask those questions a lot, so get them out and get them on your website, okay? Once they're posted up onto YouTube and you've got them there, they're titled something that someone would likely search in Google. Sometimes you will get a chance to have that actual YouTube video rank well for the phrase. Not all the time, but sometimes it can happen. It used to be easier. Adrian used to be crushing it at that thing, and then Google kind of switched to 2-3 years ago to where it's harder to get a YouTube video to rank well, predictably, but it can still definitely happen, for sure. Okay. After it's in YouTube, y'all, then you get it onto your Carrot website into video post. Okay, just submit it through go for it, Adrian.
Well, I'm sorry, I have myself in mute. I was looking up a tool that I had used in the past that I think would be cool to own. But the cool thing with YouTube is what Trevor's talking about is what Google pretty much took away is the ability to rank YouTube videos with keywords. What they do love is video that is built around brand or companies. Okay, so that's why one of the things that we teach on our one-on-one coaching calls, or our weekly coaching calls, excuse me, here at Carrot, is you should be optimizing your, let's say, your testimonials with your business name. The business names, those are the ones that are still showing up on Google. Now, it is still a little bit harder. I'm not talking, you know, but it's there. So Google loves when someone does a search for a brand, for a company. Mm. So those are the ones that are still showing up on page one of Google. And the cool thing is that if you're building backlinks into your website, start running some backlinks into the page that you have a lot of your testimonial videos, because that you're passing on link juice onto those videos that can help boost them on Google. But that's a cool thing, guys. You can still rank YouTube videos. You can still do YouTube videos to rank, but you're going to have to do in branding, which is perfect, because that's what we're talking about is, you know, like Chief Real Estate Solutions Reviews. You see how I'm not trying to say We Buy Houses Reviews. We're specifically saying Chief Real Estate Solutions. So now when someone gets a cold call from us, or we're sending a text message, or we're introducing ourselves, now what they're going to take is that piece of information we gave them. Or even if they're on their website, what's going to happen is that it's happened to me before. People will copy and paste your business name off of your website. They'll take that and do a Google search. And what are they finding? I would love to have videos showing up to where there's a customer review. You know, if you really want to kind of push it, maybe I love how Brent Chandler does this. You know, he really flips, you know, makes this, what do we talk about? That Trevor talks about a lot is bring out the skeleton out of the closet, make a dance. Mm-hmm. Is, chief real estate solution scams, question mark, right? Different things like that. So, you gotta create that curiosity. So, so really that's why it's so important. Branding is more and more important to Google. You can't rely just simply on the keyword approach. I mean, that still plays a role, but think branding more and more now.
Yep, I love it. And so the applicable thing that Adrian mentioned there, let's assume that this is a testimonial video or something here that you did. You uploaded to YouTube, like Adrian said. I think I showed this last week. I think I showed my conversation marketing bullseye, right? Where you've got brand in the middle, discovery out here, and then what I call evangelism. So you've got brand, discovery, and then evangelism, okay, right there. So brand is where I always start with my content marketing. 99% of people start here in discovery. Now, what is discovery? It's people that don't know about you yet, but they're trying to discover a solution to their problem. They're typing in how to sell my house fast, Tampa. They're typing in selling an inherited house in blah, or tax consequences when selling a house in Florida. Okay, they're in discovery mode there. And that's where most people focus first. We buy houses, sell my house, that's all discovery stuff, right? But where you need to be focusing first is exactly where Adrian mentioned, which is on the brand side. Because so many people focus in on all these discovery phrases, but then they get the attention from people, but then the people then go do the research on you. They type in your company name into Google, just like Adrian said, they type in your company name plus reviews, and then you lose the business because you didn't get your brand content taken care of. You didn't get testimonials up there on your website that show people why they should work with you and get them ranked for your company name. You didn't get a good about page done. Okay, you didn't get transparency towards your how your process works. And so that's the first stuff that we need to be creating around content. Then we do discovery. And then after we get a good track record of success, then we really focus on documenting those testimonials and getting those people to be our evangelists for us. I love it. So,
another thing too, everybody, is you need to kind of shift your mindset, because those of us that's been in this business for a while, what we're kind of typically taught and look at things was in marketing, we always tend to, we were kind of taught, and we always lean towards talking about more about what we do mm-hmm. versus who we are, right? But now I'm seeing that shift, because I like how Trevor says, we live in the credibility age, right? So now people are more concerned, especially as more competition, there's more options. Now people need to make decisions on who are they likely to go with. Years ago, there wasn't as much competition, it wasn't as easy for someone to just hop on the internet and do a Google search. There's a lot of stuff that's changed. So even I've changed. I mean, I've always used to do my lead generation around just 100% optimization and keywords, but things are changing. So now in some markets, I'm branding, branding more. So there's just some more credibility. I was on an appointment not long ago, and actually, two of us showed up at the same time. The wife contacted us through our website. Apparently, the husband called a bandit sign. And I was hearing the conversation, and I found this very, very interesting. I was talking to someone about this a little bit earlier, was that she made a comment that she didn't trust this guy. And that was very, very interesting, because he didn't do anything that sent off red signals, at least to me. So, but he also made it known that, oh yeah, you call me off of my sign. So is it a possibility that I just had that little much more credibility because she reached out to me on our website? She came to us where he was some guy behind a sign, without knowing who he is, because she came up to me and apologized because I don't know who this person is. And she felt really bad. I said, no, don't worry about it. I said, it is what it is. And apparently her husband had called, and she actually got upset with him, like, why are you calling someone off the sign or something like that? So it just shows you and I'm not saying this other wholesaler was bad or anything. He was very professional. He knew me from Carrot, which is the funny part. So it was good. It was really good. But it was just really interesting, the perception of what this person had. And I think a big part of that was just because of the avenue that we came from. Mm. So So it was really interesting.
And that's a huge point there, man. I love it. And that kind of goes back to the credibility side, right? It goes back to the brand bullseye here. And then now we go into discovery. So after you post it on YouTube, you get it up there. You post it into your Carrot site now using the video post feature. A video post literally takes a process down from 40 minutes to about 4 minutes that turns your video content into written content. So if you guys can imagine this, you create a video, you create that 3 to 5 minute video, you upload it to YouTube, and then you literally copy and paste the URL of the YouTube video into our system, into video post. We'll link it up where you guys can go to our help center and just look up video posts. It gives you a tutorial. But it's then going to turn that video into a written article for you. It's going to email you and say, hey, the article's done. It's just $1.25 a minute. So if it's a 5 minute video, you're talking like it's $6 or $7 to create an amazing 600-800 word article that can start to try to get ranked for you. And it only took you, 5 to 10 minutes to do max. So rather than hiring a writer, $50 to $100 per piece and having that take weeks, you can literally come up with an idea for content, take out your cell phone, go to Google and start to type up some search phrases to see kind of what Google is suggesting there. Do the contents, make sure you're saying the types of words in your videos that people would be searching onto Google. Upload those things to YouTube, get over here, video posted out, bam, you have written content in less than, 10, 15 minutes from the time you thought of the idea. Okay, that's gonna save you guys so much time. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours per year and thousands of dollars per year. That one Carrot feature is going to save you guys. Okay, that one feature. So you get over to video posts. This here helps you get a better chance of ranking well in Google. Now, here's why this is important. I've drawn this graph a lot of times, but mainly on the agent side, and I'm going to do it again here, is it's like a stool. Okay, so many of you investors and agents, your marketing is like a two-legged stool. Most of you guys are doing, let's say it's direct mail and then maybe some cold calling. What happens if one of those stops working? What happens if you want to get up off of that stool? What happens with the two-legged stool? If you get off of it, it falls over. Like a two-legged stool is like most of your guys' businesses. If one of your marketing methods stops working or you stop doing it, you get off of the stool, the whole thing falls over. If you're doing direct mail and cold calling and you decide to stop sending those out and you decide to stop answering those phone calls, your business is going to topple over. You've always got to keep doing it. But the one here in the middle that makes your stool stronger is your content, because people every single day are going to their cell phones, go to their computers, typing up questions. They're trying to find solutions to their problems. This one continually gets stronger every single year. More and more people go on the web, more and more people are using their cell phones to do Google searches and to look at content to answer their problems. Okay, so at this point now, if you have cold calling going and direct mail going or Facebook marketing, whatever it is, and then now you've got the Google organic in the middle that's consistent, predictable, builds momentum, you can get up off of that stool and now the stool supports you rather than you supporting the stool. Your business supports you now because it has consistency and predictability because of the content versus you supporting it. Okay, that's why this is so critical. That's why the Google part of this and video post part of this and our automated content system is really important part of this, y'all. If you're just going to do this content and you're just going to put it on YouTube and Facebook, you're going to see something happen, but you're still in the hamster wheel here. Okay, you're still that little hamster right there in the middle trying to run through this little wheel, and you're never going to get out of it because you're just continually doing content, throwing it up into social media where it's there and then it disappears 24 hours later pretty much. Okay, that's why you've got to get it on your own website, on your Carrot site that converts high, that's amazing on mobile, that loads fast. Get it into video post, which turns your video content into written, which is evergreen content. It stacks on top of each other. It's going to be there working for you in a year or 2 years, not just a 24-hour cycle. That's really, really important. Now, once you've got the foundation nailed, now you're going to take that and get it on Facebook. Okay, now you're going to take that piece of content and upload it natively to Facebook. Now, what does native mean? Native means essentially you're not going to copy and paste the YouTube URL on Facebook. Facebook does not like that. Okay, Facebook's whole aim is keeping you on Facebook as long as possible so they can continue to serve up ads to you so they can make money. And if you put on a YouTube URL on Facebook, they're actually going to serve it to less people. They're going to show it to fewer people because they know if you click that link, it's going to take you off of Facebook onto YouTube. And that is not good for Facebook. So they actually give you an advantage and a benefit if you upload that video directly from your cell phone or from your computer to Facebook. Okay, that's called uploading it natively. It's gonna get shown to more people. It's gonna have more play. It's higher quality. The video actually shows up in people's thread as they're scrolling down, the whole thing. Okay, so upload it there to your profile, and or your page, depending on how active you yourself are in your daily business. And then I would also focus on groups. That's something that in our Agent 30 Day Challenge that we just wrapped up, there were people following our direction and they're posting their content into groups, like the local buy sell trade groups, things like that. And they were getting people to reply and they're getting leads from it by saying, hey guys, I'm not sure if you've noticed what's going on in our area, but there's things called iBuyers. If you're looking to sell your house, here's a quick 4-minute video that walks you through the difference between an iBuyer, a real estate agent, and a direct home buyer. Okay, that's something that would be really good value for that community. And then when you're doing the video, you always do a call to action. Hey, so if you're looking for a fair cash offer, we'd love for you to give us a shot. You know, go check out our website at xyz.com. We're at Better Business Bureau Credit. You can see all kinds of case studies and testimonies of people who've worked with us over there before. And just submit your property address for a free offer. We'll give you a no obligation offer. You can accept it or not. There's no obligation. Go check it out and see what we can offer you. Like that right there, guys, that would crush it. So make sure you leverage groups with this content. Okay? And that's the same piece of content that you created over here, talking about the difference between iBuyers, agents, and direct home buyers. This right here then goes on YouTube and it goes into video posts. That's on your site. And that same darn one goes over here. So you're using that same piece of content 4 or 5 times. And then the last part is what Adrian mentioned is, then after that, are there any local groups or organizations that might find that content valuable? So if it is a Rotary, cool. Hey, Rotary. I'm not sure if you guys realize what's happening in our area right now, especially all of you real estate agents, but would it be valuable if I did a training on what iBuyers are, the difference between iBuyers and investors and agents, and the options so you can guide your clients through it? They'd be like, yeah, that'd be really cool. No one in our market really knows that stuff. It'd be cool to see a training on it. Awesome. One piece of content.
I love it. And here's a good example too. I just remembered this. I might have told you this a long time ago, Trevor, is that the power of content, especially when you own it on your, I think it's in our notes today, is for owning your ecosystem, is I remember when I first got started in wholesaling, because I've always done real estate before, but wholesaling is a whole different game, well, at least to me, was I remember doing a search and I came across through Susan's website. Susan Foster, and I kid you not, I probably stayed on her site half of the day, if not a full day, of just consuming content.
Yep.
So now here's the thing. Not only was it so, but which made me find her valuable because she's the one that gave it. And what was funny, then when it came to finding a website, Susan was on REI themed, or I think it was when Carrot first launched, Susan's picture was on the sales page.
Oh yeah.
And because I trusted Susan, because I never met her. I was just introduced to her, but I felt like, hey, I knew her. Right. So because I just consume a bunch of content, it was valuable to me. So she became an authoritative figure in my life early on. And then when she was on your web, on the sales page for Carrot, when I first found Carrot, to me, that was the one thing, even though I knew Carrot was the solution because of all the things that I was looking for that Carrot had, what really helped me not even hesitate was the fact that you had Susan on there because she was that authoritative figure. So that's where really, see guys, that's what we're talking about. It's really how things have impact overall, right? So imagine, especially for you agents, let's say there's a conversation at a women's group or church group, whatever, and then someone consumes your piece of content. Now, they may not be, now what happens is, here's a good way to look at it. Producing content, you begin to build out containers. And who's the containers? People that may not necessarily need your service, but let's say they're in a conversation somewhere. And this person says, man, I got to find an agent. Hey, you know what? I just read or seen this Facebook post about this agent. Man, she really gave some valuable information. Here, let me see if I can find it. So what happens? There's that connection. So to me, as you build out that you're kind of building out your network, right? Your affiliates, I guess you could say. And that's the power of it. So it's amazing how organically just by producing good content just spreads like wildfire.
Dude, I love it. And here's something I want to kind of add up to people again from last week. Now, we talked about this last week. Let me grab my green one here. And we talked about evergreen versus temporary marketing, right? And this is where it's going to be really important, guys. So here's a good story internally here at Carrot. Okay, so the first 6 months of the year, I mean, actually the last 12 months, I think the last 12 months from today. Okay, we've grown a good bit in this business. But we haven't been doing a ton of new marketing. Okay, we really haven't. We've been doing this content, okay, but we haven't been doing like a bunch of joint venture partnerships. We haven't been doing we've just been doing content this past 12 months. I've came up with one new webinar and done it like four or five times is all. Guys, we haven't done a bazillion different new things, okay? But what's key here is this, is the evergreen versus temporary stuff. If we were just going out there just doing temporary stuff, now this video right here, this Facebook Live, technically, if we don't take this and take the recording and then put it into our podcast or put it onto YouTube, then this is temporary also, right? We would be doing this video. It would be up here for a little while. Some people might see it over the next week or two, but then after that, probably no one would see it for a long time. So we're even taking these videos and we're going, okay, cool. How do we make these so they're evergreen? How do we make these so this effort we're putting in this hour today is valuable for someone a year from now, 8 months from now, 5 years from now, okay? So one of the ways that we're doing that is we take this video recording, we put it into our podcast. So you guys hear that every Thursday or Friday, I think it is. No, it's every Friday is our Ask Carrot episode of the podcast, okay? So we're repurposing it over there. We have thousands of people that will listen to that. And then we take it and put it on YouTube. Okay, then cool. Now that's going to our YouTube audience over there. So that's gonna be evergreen. That's gonna be there as people are bopping around on YouTube. If we wanted to take this and make it even more powerful, which I was thinking through this, I'm going, man, one thing that we have not been doing is we're not giving good calls to action on these live calls, right? Like I gave a Carrot Camp one a little bit ago, but I'm going, man, wouldn't it be amazing, guys and gals, if I actually said, hey, go to carrot.com/authority or whatever to get our step-by-step guide on how to build authority in your market, including our authority builder worksheet and a 3-video series that you and your team can sit down and watch and dive in and do. Almost all of you guys would probably go over there and get that for free, okay? So that's something that we're gonna get better at as well. How do we make it so these things that we're doing are continually driving people towards resources that are valuable, get them more and more wrapped up into your expertise, into your authority, and then guide them down the path to work with you. But here's temporary versus, okay, here's temp versus evergreen. And this is what we're trying to do. We're getting David Brown on a podcast, Dave Brown, Carrot client. He's going to be on a podcast here shortly where he walks through how he was able to essentially step away from his business and still get paid multiple 5 figures a month because he's been creating content for years and he has an evergreen machine now. He's renting out his website and all the leads that are coming to it. He's like stepping away from the day-to-day of it and some person's paying him multiple 5 figures a month just for the lead flow because of all the content, because it's evergreen and none of it's paid traffic. It's all content. Okay, so temporary is, once again, it's the hamster wheel, right? It's, you've always got to be putting out new stuff. If you on the hamster stop running, okay, here's my picture of a hamster again. That's a pretty good one. It's like a hamster slash human, okay? That's kind of scary. I don't know what that is, but let's imagine it's a hamster.
Yeah, that's an ant.
It's an antster. That's right. Yeah, an ant could work too, something.
There you go.
So this is the hamster wheel, okay? The second that you stop running on the hamster wheel is the second that it stops moving. And the same thing with all of your temporary content or temporary marketing. So what is temporary? Okay, so direct mail is temporary. Cold calling is temporary. RVMs, temporary. Social posting, temporary. Is there anything else you can think of, Adrian, that's got a very finite lifespan with your marketing?
Those are good ones. I think those are some good ones that people can relate to really well.
Yeah, cool. And then evergreen is about stacking bricks, okay? So evergreen is cool. You do a piece of content, piece of content, piece of content, piece of content. Maybe take some of that content, get it into YouTube. Maybe these ones are really good for retargeting ads, right? So these ones you're putting into your retargeting sequence, they're evergreen now at that point, okay? But you're stacking these pieces of content. These ones eliminated objections. Let's say this is objection. This is credibility. This is credibility. This is credibility. okay, we're still stacking bricks. And it's not a lot. Like, let's say it's one a week or two a week or five a month or whatever it is. You're just, the key is you've got to consistently switch that mindset to stacking bricks to build a wall. Okay, so now here is discovery maybe. This is another discovery. This discovery. This is credibility. Okay, credibility. Credibility. I mean, I'm just randomly putting those in there to show you guys, to illustrate, okay, some objections you're busting. Those are now going to be evergreen for you because they're there. They're on your website. They're going to be showing up in Google likely, but they're for sure on your website. They're going to be evergreen. They're going to be in your YouTube channel. They're going to be in your videos section of your Facebook page in case they're searching. But eventually, you've built this wall that essentially does a lot of the work for you. Okay, this, if you stop and get off, all of your results eventually die, okay? If you stop doing direct mail, stop doing cold calling, stop doing RVMs, there will be a period of time where it'll still be working, right? Like, let's say you started doing it up here, you stop doing it all, it's gonna go like this, then it eventually will be like that, okay? It'll flatline eventually. But over here on the evergreen part of it, let's do this now, it's gonna start the opposite, okay? It's gonna be slower, it's gonna be slower, then it's building momentum, and it's building momentum like that, okay? So the question you guys is, which one of these would you rather have? Would you rather have something where in the short term, it takes a little bit of time to pick up momentum and have the brick stack to form a wall, but then it builds momentum in a year, two, three, 4 years, you're gonna be looking back on, man, I can pull back and do less work. That's what Brad Chandler's experiencing right now, right? He was struggling to get organic search listings when he approached us 5 years ago. We dialed in a strategy. We worked it for him for 6 months. And then now he's got massive momentum. It's like he has leads coming out of everywhere every day that he can't even handle anymore because of the momentum he's got. Or would you rather have this? The best solution is to mix the two of them. And that's what we teach in our strategy is you do this for long-term momentum, and then you do this for the short-term, consistent, quarter-term, you know, PPC could even be something like that. Okay, PPC is kind of in the middle of them, right? It's kind of in the middle because you don't technically have to like keep on posting stuff. It's just kind of there as long as you're funding it. But also you do have to stay active in adjusting stuff. So it's kind of in the middle. It's like a bridge between temporary and evergreen. Okay, but that's what we teach is right here over the long term, you build momentum. Okay, that's your evergreen stuff. This stuff is gonna be around in 3 years. It's gonna be around in a year. This stuff is not gonna be working for you in one or three years. I'm not saying direct mail won't be working in 3 years. I'm saying the direct mail pieces you send out today will not be pumping you a ton of deals in 3 years. You're gonna have to send out more direct mail in 3 years to make that work.
Well, I love cool. It. And look at it this way too, guys, is that just imagine that everything just shut down on you, right? Because it is based on your efforts. It is dependent on your ability to keep it going. Like I love that analogy of that with the ant in the wheel. But the cool thing with what we're talking about is even if you were just to stop, it's actually still progressing. And not only is it progressing, it's actually grown stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the beauty of it, right? Yeah, of course, you know, it is a process. It is going to take some time. And really expertise has come overnight. I don't think I would hire a plumber who just started yesterday, right? Because I have an instant need and I need that problem solved. But not only my problem solved, but ongoing. I'm not looking for someone to put a Band-Aid on it.
Yep.
So look at it this way. This is the best way to example. What would keep going? Let's just put it this way. What would keep going if you were to shut everything down right now? Mm. Everything. And that's why this is what being the
I love it. And one last thing I want to mention on this too is when you talk about as a market gets more and more competitive, the investors and agents who are able to create kind of more able, they have more staying power in the market and they're honestly just going to be a bigger authority. And if you're just focusing on these, unless there's an inherent competitive advantage with the way you're doing direct mail or these other items, what's going to happen then is you don't have a moat around you. Okay, what can happen is a bigger player can come in with the same direct mail pieces and a bigger budget, and they can then start to squeeze you out of that market. Okay, so someone can outspend you on these. Someone can come in with a more targeted list and more people calling and better follow-up processes and probably start to squeeze out some of your results on cold calling and stuff. But as far as the content goes, that's harder to replicate. Someone can't come in that market immediately and go, cool, I'm just going to outspend everyone to win this. And that's the cool thing is content is not an outspend thing. Content is an outcommit thing. I'm outcommitting to be an authority to versus the other people. Okay. You're going to be outspending them with your strategy and maybe some time going into it. But once you get that content built out and you're doing video posts every single week and you've got those posted and you're starting to build momentum in 6 months and 12 months and 24 months, someone comes into the market, they're like, well, shoot, how am I going to compete against this? And that's what people are saying about Brad Chandler right now, man. Like all the time they go, well, how do we compete against Brad? He's got like every page in the world's ranked and da da da. Dude, when Adrian and I first started working with him, he didn't. Like he was having a tough time getting any of his pages on page one.
Right.
Any of them. And we executed this strategy. He took it over and ran with it. He's been consistent. He's built this moat now.
100%.
I love it. Guys and gals, any questions? We've got about 3 or 4 minutes until we're going to wrap this puppy up. But are there any resources we can give you that will help this be easier for you? I want to make sure you guys know about how we can help you get content out more and things like that and what's kind of coming down the pike with our product. But definitely use a few features in our system. One of them is our automated content system. Okay, you can go in there and you can schedule up articles that our team writes every single month. We were actually the pioneers of this in all of real estate. Playster started doing it 3 years ago or so. Easy Agent Pro started doing it a few years ago. Lead Propeller copied us 2-3 years ago. And we started doing this 5 years ago. Almost 6 years ago is when we launched this feature, before anyone else launched this feature, our automated content system. And ours actually do have a better chance of ranking. Just you can look at the results and the data. We write them with research in mind based off of real searches that real people are typing into Google, your prospects are. And then we do some short codes to help you localize them. If you want to really ramp them up, we have some training with guys like Tyler Ford, where he walks through how he then spends 10 or 15 minutes adjusting every content piece to make it have a better chance to rank. So use our automated content articles, guys. Number two, use video posts. I'm telling you guys, this feature is something we're ahead of the game on it right now. We are ahead of the game on it right now. And those of you that just commit to starting it, why do you think Adrian and I do a weekly live call? We're not doing it just for the heck of it. We're doing a weekly live call so we can commit to putting out content every week. Every single Thursday, Brady and myself here in the office, he runs all of my digital content. Every Thursday, we're doing videos. Why? Because we know with consistency, we put things out there, we tackle different keywords, we're building a moat that's going to make it harder for anyone else to compete against. Okay? And those of you that are going to dive in and get over that insecurity that you've got about being on video and all this crap, and you're like, oh, I don't want to be the face of my business, and da 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 da. Honestly, guys, I'm going to challenge a lot of you to this. Those of you who are most, I'm not going to say all of you, but most of you who are saying, I don't want to be on the front end of my, I'm not saying it's a blanket, but most of you aren't confident either in your business model, or you've still got a stigma around, well, shoot, what are people going to think of me, my friends and family, if they know I'm over here buying houses, because it's got a stigma that it's this under the radar fly-by-night industry, which it's not. That's your decision to treat it that way. Do you think guys like Brad Chandler or Adrian or others out there, it's not that they want to be the face of their business, it's that someone needs to be in order to crack through and build credibility. It's either got to be you or someone else in your team. Okay, that's going to be one of the ways that you guys are going to break through and beat the big mega agents or the iBuyers or the other investors or agents in your market, is by actually becoming a face, becoming some sort of a brand. If it's not you, it's got to be someone. And so
I think what needs to be broken off a lot of mentalities is, guys, don't do content for the sake of driving more traffic. Don't do videos for the sake of SEO or it's going to help you rank better. Do for the sake of just providing more value. As you provide more value, just you being real, people see through that. I always like to tell our customers, like, just because someone's motivated, they're not dumb. They're not. They're your aunts. They're your uncles. They're your grandpas. They're, you know, these are everyday people that need true, authentic insight. And to me, like, I would want Mike. I was telling Trevor about, you know, our first cold calling appointment. This guy was just so trusting and inviting us over. And I know if my grandpa came to me and said, hey, look, these guys call me out of the blue. They want to come look at my house. They want to take pictures. Like, to me, red flags are going up, right? So, so what do we need? What we need to do a better job is just providing that value and building trust. So one of the ways we do that is building out our company page more. We're going to put that part of the process. Hey, agent's going to come out. He's going to be wearing, make sure that he, that the person's wearing a Chief on polo shirt. That's going to be us. You know, Trevor gives a perfect situation with, who's the company that, what are they doing for you at the house?
It was Terra Firma. It was a foundation company.
Yeah. Foundation. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me, that was like, that needs to be duplicated in our space, but it just takes us stepping out and like Trevor's saying, getting over what people think. And that's such a good point too, Trevor, is like, there's probably something more rooted in if you are afraid to be out there. But you know, like I said, look to bring value. Everything else is going to fall into place. The SEO is going to fall into place. The recognition, the celebrity status, all that's going to fall into place. All your job to do is just focus on providing that value. Choose a medium, or when I say medium, meaning, you know, Facebook, Instagram, videos. Obviously, you should build everything with an ecosystem, and your website's a great way to kind of do that. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to encourage everyone, each and everyone, to challenge you as Trevor challenged you. I want to challenge you on that end too.
I love it. But guys, so we're going to wrap this puppy up, but last week, once again, we gave you ideas on what to do content on. Go back and listen to that one, or go to our podcast, go to carrotcast.com, subscribe to that darn podcast, because we put out the recordings of the Ask Carrot every Friday, so the day after this is live. So if you miss any parts of it, go listen to it on the podcast. Okay, Adrian and I are on there all the time. And make sure you check out, oh, Carrot Camp, there we go. So we brought it up earlier, guys, but Carrot Camp is in like a month from now. I'm so pumped to be seeing a lot of you. I saw, oh shoot, where's he at? Jonathan Tran was on here earlier. He's coming up from California. So pumped to meet Jonathan Tran in person. And then Brent Moreno and Adam Johnson from Mississippi, they just joined today. They're going to be up here at Carrot Camp. Brian Rockwell is going to be up here at Carrot Camp, and a bunch of other amazing, amazing investors. And some of them are agents and investors. So guys, we have one spot left as of the time that I'm actually saying this, but we've got two or three people who have said they want to come. They haven't paid for the spot yet though. So if you guys want to grab that last spot, go to carrotcamp.com, and I'd be pumped to be able to see you guys and meet you guys in person. All right. Last thing too is, we want to hear your guys' feedback. Okay, we want to know. We've got another week or two in this Content is King series here, in or a couple weeks more in August. But we want to hear your guys' feedback. What can we be diving in and teaching you guys? Okay, I know Jonathan Tran posted a post the other day on Facebook showing, hey, the value of our weekly coaching calls that we have for advanced marketer members and Content Pro members, where he had hopped on, his PPC wasn't working very well, his Google PPC wasn't working. He asked us to review it on the call. We did. He made the changes, and it immediately turned into leads that were actually getting appointments. Cost per lead was way lower, way higher quality. And I'm pumped to see Jonathan if any of those end up turning into deals for you, man. So guys, make sure you're showing up on those calls. And if you're not a Carrot member yet and you're wanting to know, how do I get an advantage? How do I actually jump out there and get an advantage in my market? It's not by going and building a custom site. We've seen some of the biggest investors and agents in the country come from their custom sites over to Carrot and get massively better results. Carter Steph is a great example. We posted that podcast a couple weeks ago where largest home buyer in Oklahoma City, he realized he's losing about $200,000 to $300,000 a year because of his underperforming custom site. He moved over to Carrot, reclaimed an immediate $200,000 to $300,000 in extra revenue, and now he's ramping up the content side to grab even more. So come into our high converting fold, our system, leverage our content tools, leverage our high converting framework. And also, this is the last thing I'm gonna end with. We'll post it up again. We're gonna do a big push around this. We were mentioning a third party study that we didn't even know we were a part of until last week. Yes. When we were published. Oh, it was crazy cool, man. They had this bot go out to 150,000 small business websites out there, and they were determining a lot of different things. What are the website builders that people are using? What's the page load speed time? How fast are they? All this different stuff. And of course, Wix was the largest by volume as far as the number of websites in that cohort. Then it was like GoDaddy and Squarespace and Haibu and all those big ones, WordPress.com. And then they said, here's a smaller website builder cohort. And it was us, Playster, some other ones, right? And they basically compared all that stuff. And we were the fastest website builder of all of them by far. Wix, Playster, all those. I mean, it was like, we were something like 1,000% faster than those two, as far as how fast they load and stuff. The only website builder out there that is faster than Carrot's tech stack, according to this third-party study, is Google's own Google Places websites that they give you, which are these like little simple things, the rinky-dink things. Literally, their websites are the only ones in the world, according to their study, that categorically are faster than us, which is crazy. So if you guys want that tech stack, you're going to be paying $1,000, $2,000 a month just for hosting, not including getting a website built, having the support, having our content marketing tools, having weekly coaching calls. So you've got a multi-thousand dollar a month tech stack that you're on top of, one of the fastest in the world, amazing on mobile, amazing content tools, amazing coaching calls with Adrian every week and our team, and we're going to be getting better and better. So if you're not a Carrot member, y'all, go to carrot.com, grab a plan. We'd love to help you out. If you are a Carrot member, you're in the right spot. You just need to engage in our tools, guys. We have so many people who come to us saying, I'm not getting this result. And then we ask them, have you been on coaching calls? No. Have you started using video posts? No. Have you gone through our training, our 3 lead per day training, and did this, this, and this? No. Have you launched a PPC campaign? No. Here's our services that can do it for you. No, I don't want to pay for it. Well, it's like, we can't help you if you're not willing to do anything. Okay. Sure. So we'd love to help you guys. But Tyler says, like your new Ask Carrot logo too. Well, thank you. I'll pass along to Brady. He's the guy who led all that. It looks awesome. Awesome. Adrian, parting words, man. Any parting words before we go?
I'll just piggyback right off what you last said is, you know, I think a lot of us have race cars, but we just need to learn how to be better drivers, which I know that's what we do here at Carrot. You know, you have the V8 engine, you got all the tools, you got everything you can need. There's that, you know, you got to just learn how to use it. So that's what we do here is we teach you how to drive. So, awesome. Always awesome to do these calls. And now, guys, you just need to go on and execute.
Dude, I love it, man. I love it. Guys, have an amazing rest of the week. Hashtag Ask Carrot on Facebook and Instagram. What nuggets you pulled out of this? Share this puppy up, guys. That's part of our mission is we want to amplify more of you, more entrepreneurs, so you guys can make more of an impact in your local communities, so you guys can truly live that entrepreneurial dream, get the freedom, get the flexibility, grow those finances, and make an impact. That's why we're here. You guys have an amazing rest of the week. Let us know what other topics you want us to focus on and Ask Carrot, and we'll talk soon. Thanks, Adrian.
Yep, you too.
Yep. See you guys.